Okay, his face is about half a meter from mine. Oh, I don't like this. Oh, no, no, no.
I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in Snake Rescue.
Just got a call from the West Fork area where a black mamba has been spotted basking on somebody's roof. This property is by the by a nature reserve. There's quite a few mambas there. There's a lot of dussies in the area. Mambas love young dussies, so there's food and a roof makes for good shelter. So it's on there now. It's apparently, well, it was on there now. Apparently it's just gone into the ceiling. So it shouldn't go anywhere really. It's on the garage, which apparently it can't get into the roof of the house, which is great. The smaller the area, the better. So yeah, it's been a busy day so far. I was just at a home in Queensborough catching quite a large Mozambique spitting cobra, which unfortunately did spit in the eyes of a few dogs. When dogs see a snake, they go for it. They can't help it. It's just instinctive. And in this case, they had quite a, I think, three or four dogs, and just about all of them got spat at. So it's just the snake defending itself. The dogs will be fine. The owners know what to do, which is just rinse the venom out with water, so they'll be good. The snake was unharmed. That's exactly why they have that spitting ability, the cobras, to defend themselves, and it's really efficient. I actually got the call for the mamba as I was arriving at that house. So I said, please just be patient, let me grab this cobra quick. And fortunately, it was a quick one. I was approaching a shrub where the snake was hiding. Sometimes in these thick shrubs, it can take a while to find it, but as I was putting on my visor, the thing just popped out. So, quick and easy catch. So now, yeah, en route to Westport.
Okay, I've just walked cautiously into the garage where the snake was seen. But at first, I couldn't see anything, but now a head just popped out of, like, the apex of the roof. Basically, the snake is on the wall, on the side wall. Just popped his head out there. Doesn't look like a big mamba. Can just see this. Underneath, mambas are white. Yeah, I can just see that looking out. It's probably terrified right now. It's going to be tricky to get it there. I'm going to have to go up on the roof. I think the only way is on the roof. Yeah. On the inside, yeah, there's no space to work with. But let's see. I might go and have a look up there and just see what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, so if I could just ask whoever's keen to just stand here with the torch.
Yeah,
if I could just keep an eye.
And then tell him if he
moves
out.
Just tell me. Yeah, I mean, you can stand back and just check his head pop out. He's not going to shoot down or anything. I wouldn't ask you if I thought it was dangerous. Don't worry. Don't like ladders.
Nothing like ladders. I've got it.
Here. Okay, I can feel. Well, I'm going to mess up the roof badly, so I'd rather maybe try from the inside. Just going to need a small stick. Oh, there, his face is about half a meter from mine. Oh, I don't like this. That's not fun. Oh, no, no, no. I'm going to need a longer point of... Oh, there's his head. He's shedding his skin. There's the broom.
Please.
Oh, he's on the move. He's down here now. I'm worried he can't get off the roof. Would you be able to watch the roof on that side?
Yeah.
No, I can't see him. He's, oh my word, he's, there's a gap between the two walls.
Oh my word.
Only way is the roof down. No way for him. But the problem is it's sealed, so it would have to be, it would have, that seal would have to be kind of broken.
Why? Okay.
I'm so close here.
I heard him out there.
Not yet.
And rats or something's made a good nest here.
I might just chase him out now with what I'm about to do. I've got his head. Yeah, I've got him. Oh, made us work hard and destroy the roof a little bit, but he's quite underweight and he's about to shed.
After much frustration, I finally got that snake. Took a while, the snake didn't make it easy. I was a little concerned because I could see it was getting quite twitchy. It was scared, it knew it was in danger and it was trying to get out and it was trying to move somewhere, which I didn't want happening. I started, as you heard, breaking the roof. Now, I just wanted to break the roof in one place. I didn't want to go all over the roof. I don't think I would have been too popular with the homeowner. But luckily it did stay, it kind of stayed in that area. So I broke a little more than I thought I would, but I got it, that's the main thing. Much to everyone's relief, and I think the most relieved creature there were the Dussies. This little family of Dussies just across the road from us in the drain, watching us. So it's like they called all their buddies to come and see their nemesis being taken away. Because yeah, black mambas, they love Dussies. Obviously the adult Dussies are pretty big, but the juveniles are a favorite snack of big mambas. This is a small mamba though. It wouldn't have eaten a Dussie. It would be eating rats, birds, bats, those kind of things. But yeah, a little one, it's in the process of shedding. Its skin's peeling off, so it doesn't look great right now. I'll keep it till it sheds properly, because when you're catching them, the skin starts peeling off. Then when they are ready to shed, it starts, they struggle a little bit. So I'm gonna keep it till it shed properly. But glad we got it. That's actually the first mamba I've caught at that complex. I've been to that complex before quite a few times for mambas, and they usually disappear. Because people see them by the road or just outside their property. And unfortunately, all around their property is bush, because it borders the Palm Meat Nature Reserve. So yeah, I've never really had much luck there. I've had the odd bush snake in a house there, one or two night adders, but yeah, never a mamba, and the mambas are famous there. So glad I finally got one. Hopefully it sheds soon, and then I can release.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.